Wishing you a beautiful Monday and a brand new week as we continue this month's topic all about confidence. So last week it was really to get you to look at your overall confidence within yourself or confidence in particular areas of your life that you wanted to improve over the course of the next number of weeks. And to do that, we looked at really the foundation. So why we feel lack of confidence in these particular areas or within ourselves is something I got you to look at. How you'd rate your confidence level out of 10, because I want you to have something to look back on at the end of the month and see how far you've come and how far you've progressed over that time. And also I got you to look at good qualities about yourself in general, because when we're trying to build confidence, we have to see ourselves in a positive and a better light. So today I just wanted to talk a little bit about confidence in general, because as we move on this week, we're going to be looking at how to build that confidence in whatever area that you have chosen, or again, if it's just around your own personal confidence. But in reality, every bit of confidence, whether it's in your work area, whether it's body confidence, whether it's confidence in a relationship, or, you know, maybe a transaction you're about to do, like for a project or something, it's about your own personal confidence. That's really where it stems from. How you feel about yourself, what your belief is in yourself. So we often hold ourselves back from certain things because we don't feel good. So if it's body confidence that you struggle with, you may not be happy with. Generally, we look at the physical things. So I'm not happy with how I look. I'm not happy with how I, maybe how my weight is, how my hair is, how my skin is. And we look at all of these different things, but also we can have this overriding feeling of just not feeling good in ourselves, and that can affect the feeling that we have. So I have an interesting kind of story just about body confidence. I would very much struggle with this myself over the years because I've put on weight due to hormonal things over the last number of years. And I was out for drinks with my husband there about a week or so ago with his friends that we hadn't seen for a good while. And I feel a lot healthier because I've like balanced my hormones and I'm looking after as much as I can what I'm eating and things like that. My skin is clear and I have no skinnier, like nothing has changed in my weight. But when we came away from the night out, I said, God, like all the girls that are out, you know, the wives or the girlfriends of my husband's friends are all really slim, really pretty girls, and I would always feel really inferior around them. But what was really interesting to me, I said to my husband, I didn't actually feel like that this time. I didn't feel like I was the biggest girl there. And although I was actually, it's because I feel good in myself, as in I feel healthier. So my weight is different, or my weight is exactly the same, but the feeling within my body is different. And that can really shift your confidence. So in any area of your life that you're trying to work on building this, it's about really feeling good in yourself. And that's about liking yourself, feeling comfortable in yourself. And obviously, if there's things you want to change, absolutely change. So I mightn't have changed my weight, but my skin is different, my hair is different, all these different things, they have changed. So that has made me feel good. But it fundamentally comes down to where we're at in ourselves. And that's what I really want to focus on this week. I did a little bit last week of saying, okay, look at all the things that you're grateful for, but that might feel more surface level. You could be writing those down, but just not feeling anything. When we're trying to make a shift, we have to move into a feel good space, which can feel difficult when in one particular area, we might be really struggling with that or find it really stressful. You may have started, a few of you got in touch with me actually who have gone back to college. There's a few members who've done that, which is quite interesting. And this is really daunting. So some people may have not gone to college ever before, just left school and not gone to college. Some people may have gone to college and this is their second or third time. Whatever, for the people who are listening that it relates to, it's a daunting experience because it's something new. It's pressure because you're working and you have to do all these extra things. But also as we get older, we have, and this is what affects confidence in all aspects of our life, we have more past experiences the older we get. And those past experiences mightn't be particularly pretty. They mightn't be particularly nice. And they can affect us. So it doesn't have to be that you're going into college and you feel you had a bad past experience with college, which you may have, but it could be as simple as you've just had a lot of stresses in your life because this is what life does, and you've lost self-belief in you. So therefore, the process of starting college feels more daunting, not because you're not capable and not you're not even thinking that, but it's more you don't actually believe in yourself. And that's really fundamental. Somebody else sent a message saying they wanted to be a trusted advisor in work, which is actually when we're looking outwards. So in that instance, I'm saying, okay, well, I want people to trust me and I want to be a trusted advisor, that people come to me. But nobody will come to you if you want to be a trusted advisor unless you feel like that person already. It's interesting in the work that I do as well. We can often look at people around us, and we do this in every part of our life, and we compare ourselves, and it's like, well, that person's doing that and that person's doing this, and why isn't I'm able to do that, like, why isn't that happening for me? And often the thing is the self-belief. If you don't believe in yourself, people see that energetically. It's not that they're looking, you see it. And I always give this as an example. If you watch any programs like The X Factor, for example, and you have a singer that comes out and they're really, really nervous and they sing, and you just know the minute they come out, they've no confidence in themselves, their self-belief is low. And you know that if they made it to the live shows, for example, they're going to crumble. You might just see that energetically. You pick up the body language, you pick up the vibration, and you know, and they don't get through. And they could be the best singer. And then someone else that comes on who's an all right singer, but is full of confidence and oozing that real, like, go-getter energy, they generally get through. And that's what, so when, if it's an issue where you want other people to have belief in you, you've got to have belief in yourself first. So I just want you to think about that today. It's just really food for thought. As the week, as I said, goes on, I'm going to give you more tips and techniques of how to build that confidence. But it's a feeling. It's a feeling state. And you need to check in with where your feeling state is right now. Now, you also might remember last month when we were doing the manifesting and creating, I gave you an emotional vibrational chart. Or did I send that? I wonder, did I put that in the, I mightn't have put that in. I thought I talked about that. That could have been in my newsletter. But the emotional vibrational chart is where you're vibrating in terms of how you're feeling. And if you're vibrating low, you're drawing in low things to you. And if you're vibrating higher and bringing in high vibrational stuff. So I'll actually do that tomorrow and send on that image to you, which I would highly recommend you using. Because to move into any good feeling place, whether it's confidence, high self-esteem, a feeling of just, you know, success, whatever it is, you have to be vibrating at that energy. And it's not a fake it till you make it thing. That works, I think, in temporary periods where maybe you have to get up and give a speech and you just fake it and then you get off the podium and you're like, okay, that was 10 minutes, it's fine. This is lifelong stuff you're trying to build here. So we don't want any of that fake it till you make it energy. I really want you to feel that confidence and feel that energy through your system, which is what we'll do this week. So have a think about that today, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.